New York City has a crisis on its hands. More people are living in homeless shelters than ever before. This summer, the suicide of a teenage boy was tied to worsening conditions at a facility where families wait for shelter beds. This month, city officials are going to court to win power that they say will help alleviate overcrowding. The city's plan to evict shelter residents who don't find their own apartments quickly enough. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
No one should have to die like Robert Callahan. He was the lead plaintiff in a 1979 class action suit brought by New York City's homeless. The next winter, Callahan froze to death while sleeping in a doorway. His death led to a court order that now requires the city to provide shelter to those who need it. But with those shelters full and the city budget in the red, the Bloomberg administration wants the authority to evict residents for 30 days if they misbehave or turn down available apartments. The waiting room of the Coalition for the Homeless is the place many of those at odds with the shelter system end up. This is the organization that brought the original Callahan lawsuit, and now its director, Mary Brosnahan Sullivan, is defending those most likely to be tossed out under the proposed rules.
We harbor no illusions about many of the people that we're dealing with. Many mentally ill, many with substance abuse problems, many illiterate. But does that mean that they should be forced out onto the street?
Brosnahan Sullivan says these are the people who will have the most trouble following the rules. And with winter approaching, that could be lethal. The Commissioner for Homeless Services, Linda Gibbs, says the characterization that the city merely wants to throw people out on the street is unfair. She says New York has increased its rent subsidy program and is applying pressure on shelter providers to move residents into housing more quickly.
We think that there will be very few that would actually get to the point of having a suspension from shelter. If we're successful with this, what we're going to change is the standards and the rules within the shelter system, and people will understand that, and they'll change the way that they view their obligations within the shelter.
Of the some 60 shelter providers who contract with the city, two organizations agree with Gibbs that homeless families are turning down suitable apartments. But the majority say the problem lies with a grindingly slow bureaucracy and a shortage of apartments to choose from. Dawn Rodriguez is back at the shelter after taking an apartment she thought would be suitable, but it was infested with rats.
The mattresses that my kids sleep on, my two babies, was flooding. I lifted it up to throw it away. A whole pile of rat crap came out of it. So I came here. You know, they're like, well, why are you here? I said, 725. I got four kids. That's five people. Where am I finding an apartment for $725?
Rodriguez has a housing subsidy, but she says many landlords don't want to rent to large families on assistance. When she has found apartments, she's often had to wait for a Section 8 inspector. That delay usually results in losing the apartment to someone else. Long waits for housing inspections and lost files are endemic in the system, according to Fred Schack, director of Help USA, the nation's largest shelter provider.
What we're talking about is holding the most vulnerable individual in the system accountable for their failures. No one's talking about firing the bureaucrat who lost the application. If the real issue is to expedite movement through, there are so many other ways that we can do that without putting families and children at risk.
Right now, there is only one way out of the shelter system, and that's into an apartment of one's own. Commissioner Gibbs says her agency supports the right of every citizen to shelter. But she says she needs stiffer penalties to keep people moving through and out of the shelter system. But Schack and other advocates contend the city is looking for a second way out. By evicting the rule breakers, it can empty shelter beds and move the city's most troubled people onto someone else's doorstep. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.